Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, my name is Maureen Holleran, and you are listening to the Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. In a moment, Michael Lossier, I'm pretty sure I said that right, will be joining us. Before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host, Bobby. How are you tonight?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Oh, you sound so clear and crystal clear. I'm doing okay.
So crystal clear.
Yes, and you know what? Actually, Bobby, I'm sorry. Before we start introducing ourselves, as we like to do, I would like to make mention to all those people, bless your hearts, anybody that's had some problems with the Hurricane Sandy. And also, because of that, we may also have problems. We're not expecting them, but due to the storm, we may have problems maybe with some of our technical end over here. So just saying. Sorry, Bobby, go on.
No, forget it.
Okay, Brenda.
Nothing to say now,
Bobby.
Yes, be that way. I think.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He's being crushed his fragile eggshell.
Or is he being incorrigible?
He is.
I like that.
He's doing the poor me.
Poor Bobby. What do you do, Bobby? Who are you? What are you all about?
Who the hell are you? What are you? My name is Bobby Marcheso, and I'm a psychic medium here with Psychic Access, and so that means tuning into others who have crossed over, and also using my abilities to help people move forward. You know, sometimes we feel in a trap or stuck or lost, and it's nice when you can kind of have somebody to guide you out of that. Not take you out of it, but guide you out of it. And so I kind of do some of that too.
Well, that sounds very nice. I like how you express that.
Thanks.
Verbiage is very, very good. Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Greetings. And for those of you who view Halloween as a special time, I just had a wonderful Halloween season, and it's been busy, 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 and I'm just happy to be back and doing the show tonight.
We love having you. That's right. You weren't with us last week. We missed you, too. We talked about that.
Oh,
we did miss you.
My ears were burning.
Oh, we did miss you. You can hear it. We all said so.
I missed everybody. It was weird not doing it. So.
Yeah, it was. We missed you. And Brenda, could you tell everybody what you know? They might not know what you do. And
well, I work with all you lovely people at PsychicAccess.com, and I'm a straightforward predictive psychic. I do the crystal ball, the tarot cards, and the playing cards, and I really enjoy what I do. I mean, it's my life. It's all I do. Every day.
Yes, and that's the life that we all kind of identify with each other.
That's right. And you know what? You got to have it in your heart, and that's for sure. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, a heart of, and it can be very, it's positive and sometimes really difficult.
Yeah.
But, we all get that. But it's what we must do. Steve, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Maureen. How are you doing?
You're so grounded. I can feel it. I'm okay. Thank you. And the grounding is appreciated. I felt it. You're grounded. Steve, could you tell us about you?
Absolutely. My name is Steve Frampton. I'm a psychic medium and interested in all forms of metaphysics, particularly astrology, hermetic astrology. So like Bobby, I connect with people that have passed to spirit. And I like the way that you guys said it's in your heart, because I think working for spirit and helping people is absolutely a way of life. And it's very much based upon a belief in something greater than our own individuality, and the fact that we're here to serve, and that all kinds of incredible things are possible when we open our minds to spirit and don't just limit ourselves to what's proven in the mainstream.
Yes, I was speaking about that before we started the show, my daughter being a neuroscience major, and now she's crossed, they're crossing over into our field, mindfulness, yes, and such. So that's part of the big change, I think, about 2012, as a matter of fact.
Very much so. Neptune and Pisces.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's going to be a whole new generation of, anyway, I just what you said kind of.
It's an exciting time.
Yes, it is. And thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm Maureen Hollerin, and I also work with these fine individuals at psychicaccess.com. I'm an intuitive psychic consultant and also empath, which can be very uneasy at times. However, it's what I must do. It's with a caring heart, and I'm well versed in tarot, and I see tarot as a symbolic record of human experience, and I'm sure three of you can identify with what I mean by that on the show here. And I love my work, and I am my work, so there you have it. So I would like to talk Michael Lossier, he's part French, is the author of the best-selling book Law of Attraction, The Science of Attracting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't. In 2003, after delivering over 700 hours of teleclasses and hundreds of one-on-one Law of Attraction coaching sessions, Michael combined his Law of Attraction teaching experience with his knowledge of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. The end result was a self-published book, Law of Attraction, The Service of Attracting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't Want. Michael's book is now published in 28 languages around the world. His second book, Law of Connection, is in 21 countries. Quite fascinating. So here we go. And Michael, welcome to our show.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to. I've just been waiting for months, to talk to you.
I love hearing that. Thanks.
It's fantastic. You know, I just want to tell you that Lilu? I've watched all Lilu. The sessions on deliberate attraction, and I did some of those things that you shared. Okay. So thank you for that. People may not know what I'm talking about, but they will later. Michael, I have some stuff I want to discuss, and maybe you can help out everybody listening about what is the law of attraction, your view, and how does it work?
Well, you know, the word law of attraction is quite new for a lot of people, you know, particularly in the last 6 or 7 years. But the experience of law of attraction isn't new for a lot of people. Matter of fact, if you've ever used the word coincidence or serendipity or synchronicity or fate or karma, or, you know, somebody called you out of the blue, whenever we use those expressions, we're actually giving evidence of law of attraction. So when I say, wow, this is such a coincidence, I could say, this is so law of attraction. So I'll say that again. The word law of attraction might be new for people, but the experience isn't. We've been experiencing it for a long time. My job, because I didn't create law of attraction, my job is to teach people how to have more of those experiences deliberately, how to have more coincidental and out of the blue and synchronistic and serendipitous kind of moments more deliberately, and most importantly, how to stop attracting negative things.
Right. You know, what I liked about the deliberate, that's why I wanted to name the topic or the theme of the show deliberate, instead of, you know, there's so much law, you know, a law of attraction, just law of attraction, because I noticed it is what we deliberately can do. I mean, we can deliberately create negativity, attracting that, as, you know, we're going to get into that. And I feel that no one has ever really addressed it until I watched the YouTubes with Lilu, I think Lilu. Yes, and it was real enlightening for me, because I never thought about deliberately. I mean, it's a word, it's just a word, but it was fantastic how you approached it. And I think that's why I really want people, because, you know, people sit there and go, okay, I'm going to track this. They close their eyes. Well, you know, it's not going to come.
Yeah. Well, you know what? My book has three things that people really like my book about. And, you know, I don't brag about a lot of things, but here's what I do know is that I wrote a really, really good book, and I spent a couple years and hundreds of seminars. And so, you know, even when the publisher, they reprint my book every 6 months, they always ask me, do you want to change anything? And I always say, just the picture. Like my book, I self-published my book in 2003, and we're 2012. It's like 9 years old, and it's doing really, really well. It's still doing well all over the world. Here's the three things that make my work different. Number one, I teach people how to stop attracting negative things. Well, I think you might understand the formula. If you have a lot of negativity, you can't attract positive things. So a lot of the other teachers and trainers, including The Secret, are teaching people how to attract things. But the very first step needs to be get rid of negative stuff first. So the first part of my book teaches people how to eliminate negative things. We're probably going to talk about that today because it's super, super important. The other thing that's important is the how-to. How do I do that? What do I need to say? What do I need to do? How long should that be? What should it feel like? In other words, so I give people the how-to tools. So it's one thing to say that we all have law of attraction, but what do I need to do? And the third piece that we'll get to near the end of the show is on the third step of deliberate attraction called allowing. Those three things are what sets my work apart from other people. And people that are on the call today listening to the show, they will also have an experience of really understanding what law of attraction is, how it works, why we're attracting negative things, because I know that you know that we are. And more importantly, your subject today, how do I be a deliberate attractor? How do I tap into this powerful force that already exists? How do I tap into it deliberately?
Right. And so, because I have done, like I said, you know what I'm talking about. The sessions I'm talking about, everybody is, they're fantastic. If you go on YouTube, everybody should listen to them. I think there's like, how many of them? I did it for a couple.
There might be four or three.
Four.
I've done about 10 interviews, and it's spelled Lilou. It's L-I-L-O-U.
Right.
And if you type in my last name, which is L-O-S-I-E-R, if you type in Lilou and Loge, all of the stuff we did together. And some of my best and my silliest work is with her.
Yeah, boy, I noticed you too.
She turns me into a two-year-old.
You two are really great. I watch you interact. Anybody out there listening? Well, everybody out there listening, go check out it's fantastic, and it's really great. You're giving all this stuff. Anybody, you know, that has time to sit there, and really, not to mention your books are fantastic. But I would like to, because when I started this with this friend of mine, Barbara, I had no idea exactly how. It's very clear cut, but could you explain to us, I guess I'm going to let you go with this. How can we attract more or whatever we're focusing on? What's the first thing that we need to do for deliberately attract,
Let's back up and talk about how does law of attraction work. Then when we know how it works, then we can understand what rules to follow, right? And that's why it's called a law. The law says if you follow these rules, you'll succeed and you can attract. So I guess we want to say, well, what are the rules first? So here's what law of attraction people need to understand. I cannot prove it to anybody, neither can you. We can't put it in a test tube. We can't put it in a petri dish and pass it around the room and say, here's law of attraction. Do you believe me now? So we can't prove it to anybody. But what we can do tonight, and I'm going to do tonight, is give people tools so they can apply them and then get their own results. And then they'll say, wow, this stuff really works because I can't prove it to anybody. That's number one. So law of attraction is energy around us, and it has a job description. And, you know, a traditional job description could be pages and pages and pages long, but the job description for law of attraction is only two words long. And the two words are match vibrations. Now, I know the word vibrations is kind of funny and foreign name for some people, but there's a shorter word that we use that comes from the word vibration, and that word is vibe. That's a word we use all the time. I might say, wow, you know, you got a great vibe, or she's putting off a good vibe, or he's got a good vibe, or he's got a negative vibe, or this room has a negative vibe. So we use the word vibe to describe a mood or a feeling. So the word vibe really is a mood or a feeling. And the word vibe comes from the longer word vibration. So all this time that we were kind of thinking, what's a vibration? What does that mean? All those touchy-feely people, what does that mean? Well, a vibration is simply a vibe, and a vibe is simply a mood or a feeling. And the simple part here is that there's only two kinds of vibes. There's positive vibes and negative vibes. So right now, you and I have a mood or a feeling that's causing us to put off a vibe. It's either negative or positive. So between you and I, let's build a list of moods that would cause us to create a negative vibe. What's an example?
Stress.
Okay, I'm feeling stressful. Now I'm putting off a negative vibe. And when I say putting off, I'm not even doing it on purpose. Just right. Being stressed out is causing me to put off or send out or to emit a negative vibe. Now I'm angry about something. Boy, am I ever ticked off. I don't tell myself, wow, am I ever ticked off? I better send the matching vibration that goes with it. I know. So when I'm angry, I'm putting off a negative vibe. And when I'm disappointed or feeling sad and lonely and ticked off and jealousy and guilt and shame and blame, there's about 1,000 words that we use to describe negative feelings. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm having those negative moods, I'm sending off a negative vibe. Well, I'll ask you, is it true that we could stand beside somebody and pick up their negative vibe?
Yes.
Yeah. So a vibe isn't something that we smell or taste or hear or see. It's something that we feel. Thinking, wow, I can pick up his negative vibe. So we can feel vibes. Just to recap, right now, you and I, right now, you and I, right now, you and I are sending a positive or negative vibe. Here's my skill testing question. Are we doing it on purpose?
No.
No. Can we?
Yes.
Yes. This is the best news of all. So you and I are having a conversation about something that we like. Boy, we were talking about an ideal client that we had or an ideal seminar that we attended or an ideal whatever. We're talking about it. And while we're talking about that success, now we're sending a matching vibration to the success. And it's a feeling of excitement and joy. And now just by telling the successful story causes me to send the matching vibration. If I'm talking about something right now, I'm giving it attention, energy, and focus. And when I give something attention, energy, and focus, it causes me to send the matching vibration. So that's why it pays to celebrate more and complain less.
Right.
Because here's the big secret about law of attraction, is that it is obedient and it matches vibrations. Remember the job description? Match vibrations.
Yeah.
Is there anything in that job description that says only the good ones? No.
Yeah, no.
Now, I'm very sensitive to all the law of attraction fans out there. Law of attraction isn't very smart, but it is very obedient. And it doesn't know whether it's a good or bad vibe that you're sending or whether it's helpful or not helpful or whether you want it or don't want it or whether it is obedient and it's unfolding and orchestrating whatever needs to happen to bring you more of the vibration that you gave attention to. That's why we want to be deliberate attractors. And you know what makes us deliberate attractors?
Being conscious, self-aware.
Yeah, being deliberate conscious people, being deliberate senders of my vibration. And if I want to be deliberate in the vibes that I'm sending out, then I need to be more conscious and think of what's causing me to send a negative vibe. The words that I use form the thoughts that I think. And now I'm thinking about a thought, and that thought is causing me to send a matching vibration. And when I send any vibration, law of attraction matches it. But I know there's people listening thinking, well, I'm attracting negative things in my life, but I didn't put it out there that I want to attract a negative boyfriend or a girlfriend or a client that doesn't pay or a customer that doesn't. I didn't put that out there. But Michael Loche said, if you attracted it, you have had to send the vibration. Now, I'm going to let everybody know what it is that they're doing. Remember, I'm the how-to guy for a law of attraction. So I'm going to give you some homework. And this homework is to eliminate these three words that I'm going to give you. And when you eliminate these three words, then you reduce and eliminate negativity. Say yes if that's simple.
Yes, I say yes.
I know. How easy is that? Here's your homework between now and the rest of your life is to eliminate and reduce these three words. And the words are... don't, not, and no, N-O, simple. Don't, not, and no. So Maureen, we're going to play a little game, and you're going to be law of attraction. And I want you to eavesdrop on my vibration, and I want you to tell me what I'm giving attention to when I say this. Oh, I don't want my clients to cancel. What did I give attention to?
Negative vibration.
In particular, what? I don't want my clients to count.
Exactly. You don't want by saying that.
See how I gave attention to canceling clients?
Yeah.
I don't want to play phone tag today. I don't want to be rejected. I don't want this meeting to be long. I don't want them to drain me of energy. Don't hesitate to contact me. Don't be fooled by the low price. This is not a scam. Did you hear scam when I said that?
Yes, I did.
Whenever we use the word don't, not, and no, you cannot not give attention to what you don't want to give attention to.
Exactly.
Or when I see an ad, it says, well, don't be disappointed. It's like, well, now that you brought it up, you know, don't forget to sign up. See, every time I use the word don't, not, and no, I just gave attention to something that I don't want to give attention to. And then I'll attract it. And I'll say, oh, why did I attract that? I've been saying all week I didn't want to attract that. Have you ever done that before?
Oh, I have. Definitely. Definitely.
I've been saying all week I didn't want to attract that. And if Law of Attraction had a voice that said, well, you've been giving it attention, energy, and focus, and my job is to unfold and orchestrate to match what you gave your attention to, I'm doing a good job.
Right. Right.
So here's everybody's homework. I told you what to do, but I didn't tell you how to do it. So everybody's homework is to eliminate the word don't, not, and no. Because we have the ability to reset our words. I want everyone to picture a round button with the word reset in it. Know that everybody, all of you, have a reset button. And you can reset your vibes by resetting the words. And here's the question that you'll ask yourself. When you use the words don't, not, no, the question is, so what do I want? That's the reset sentence. So what do I want? So we're going to test it again.
Okay.
You know, you and I are having a business lunch, and I might say that, and I would say, oh, I don't want this to be difficult. And you're going to say, so what do you want? I'm going to say,
right.
It's easy. But I don't want to get all stressed out at the end of the day. And you're going to say,
what do you want?
I said, I'll feel better at the end of the day. Oh, I don't want to play phone tag today. You see, here's the trick, or the tool, rather. Whenever I use the word don't, not, and no, I can reframe it and reset it by saying, so what do I want? So let's do a little rapid round here. I said, don't forget, what do I want?
What do you want?
Don't forget. So what do I want? Remember, don't slam the door. What do I want? Close the door quietly. Don't spill your milk. What do I want? Drink your milk carefully. Every sentence that has the word don't, not, and no can be reframed and relanguaged.
Exactly.
By using that sentence, so what do you want? So that's number one tip for everybody to get today. So they can reset their negative results by resetting the words.
What do I want? Okay.
And I want everyone to, you know, underneath their don't, not, and no words that they're going to put a big X through because they're not using them anymore. Remember, so what do I want? And when you go from what you don't want to what you do want, the words change. I used to say, don't forget. What's the new words? Remember.
What do I want? That's it. Yes.
An email, I'll put the word don't, not, and no, and I'll have to pause for a moment thinking, how can I word this? What do I want instead? And it's a challenge in the beginning. It's like, wow, am I ever saying don't, not, and no a lot? So everybody, once they have a heightened awareness of these three words, but here's the good news, you know how to fix it. And some people will start to see a pattern. It's like, I always say I don't want to lose my keys, and I'm always losing them. I always say I don't want to be rejected, and I'm always rejected. People will start to see the pattern between what they're saying and what they're attracting. Remember, law of attraction doesn't know whether it's good or bad for you or whether you want it or don't want it. It's obedient, and it's going to unfold and orchestrate to bring you more of what you said you didn't or did want.
You know, I like that. I always say I would say to people, you know what you don't want. But see, you know what you don't want. I use don't in that also. I always thought it was real positive how I'd say that.
You know, sometimes in training, it's okay. Like, for example, I would say, knowing what you don't want will help you birth what you do want.
Okay, that's a good, I like that, yes.
Yes, when it comes to training, but when I'm talking about my goals and my dreams and my relationships, that's when I want to be really careful about the words don't, not, and no.
So that's very simple, everybody. Really, don't, not, and no. Get it out of there.
With the reset sentence, so what do I want?
Okay. And that's when you jot down what you do want.
Yeah, jot down or just remember it, whatever your technique might be. But this is about correcting that little voice in our head all the time. That's, oh, I don't want this to hurt. I don't want it to be rejected. I don't want them to waste all my time. Like, that's all. See how all those words generate negative vibes?
Absolutely.
So it's the first step. It's like, how do I clean up my vibration? Well, the way you clean it up is that you keep pressing the reset. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want?
It's clearly, it's clearly obedient, like you said,
yes.
That we can do this. So, Michael, with the thing that I noticed that I know what you're talking about, and I love it. I wrote down, for instance, you know, you're talking about retraining the mind. I would say a paragraph every day about what I do want.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. And it's, you know, you have, when people say you need to get a feeling for it, what that really means is you just need to get excited about it and give it attention, energy, and focus. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you need to get a feeling for it. You need to get a feeling for it. Well, some things, we don't know what that feeling is.
Right.
I might desire something. I don't know what it feels like. You don't really need to get a feeling for it. You need to be in the energy of it. In other words, you need to be talking about it, reading about it, looking at it, researching it, and including it in your vibration. Then it causes you to give attention to it.
Exactly. That's what the key is here, giving attention to it.
That's right.
And then being self-aware.
And then when you give it attention, it causes you to send the matching vibration of it.
Exactly. So yes. Can you tell us how to do this? I mean, well, example for, well, let's say I want to work on a cruise ship.
Okay.
So I want to put it out there like, oh, you know, I know it's not going to come to me, but I need to know what I need to deliberately do in order to make that happen.
Right. Well, the only thing I heard you say is it's not going to come to you. So
right.
That's like you ordering a pizza and then
right.
saying, oh, I'm going to order it, but it's not going to come to me. So you've already counted the order.
Sometimes it's
people outside of ourselves to hear what our languaging is. So here's the first thing that we need to understand is that requesting something through law of attraction isn't just like going on to Google and typing it in. That's the first step. So the first step is what is it that you want? What's the experience that you want? When you say working on a cruise ship, I don't know if that means in the kitchen or
right.
as a chambermaid or as a captain or as a deckhand. So, you know, if you place the order, law of attraction needs some more instructions on what that is. And could you, are you able to articulate that?
Yes, I would like to work as an entertainer in my psychic work on a cruise ship.
Okay.
So that would be, yes.
Good, that's writing those two things down, entertainment. So we know that that's possible because people work on cruise ships all the time that are entertainment and do different kinds of work. So we know that's possible.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's an important sentence for everybody to hear, including yourself. The speed at which this desire will manifest for you is equal to how much doubt you have about it.
Mm.
Do you have any doubt about it?
I doubt that I may not.
Well, you do have doubt about it. How do I know that?
Yes.
How do I know, sitting here in my house, that you have doubt about working on a cruise ship?
My vibe.
Well, because you don't have it yet.
That's true.
You said you wanted it, and how fast you get it is equal to how much doubt you have in receiving it. So if you've already placed the order, you've already placed the law of attraction, I'd like to work on a cruise ship, and if law of attraction had a voice and said, okay, order coming up when you get rid of the doubt.
Right.
You see, doubt's a negative vibration, mm-hmm. and desire is a positive vibration. So the negative vibration of your doubt is lessening and diluting the powerful vibration of the desire.
Got it. I follow you.
But in my book, I talk about a three-step formula. And the first step is to identify what you want. And earlier I said the best way to know what you do want is to know what you don't want. So I'd like you to go do that worksheet again. Remember the line down the middle? On the left-hand side is the negative stuff, what you don't want, and on the right-hand side, you birthed what you do want. Because you're going to find that you have a lot of limiting beliefs about working on a cruise ship, and that's why you're not doing it yet.
Okay.
So step number one is, what do you want? So you need to articulate what that means. You want to be an entertainer on a cruise ship, and you know, just be more. Just pretend that you're putting this into Google.
Right. Google. Oh, okay.
Well, what kind of entertainment? What kind of cruise ship? So just be a little bit more articulate, that's all. You have to start somewhere.
Right. It's very important. This is the very important part, because this is about putting the attention on the vibe and the obedient words.
Now, if you're going to order a pizza, do you decide what you want before you order? You don't call them and tell them, here's everything I don't want on my pizza. You don't say that. So before you
pizza,
you need clarity. So you need to get clarity. And that first step is called identify my desire. So, and that worksheet will help you identify the desire, build a list of all the things that you don't like and don't want, and birth what you do want. So after you do step one, you'll have a list. You'll be able to say, Michael, here's my ideal working engagement. It's going to be working 7 days a week, every 30 days. I'm going to be on a cruise ship. I'm going to be entertaining and doing a big show. I'll have private readings and whatever that might. See how I'm just playing
right
now.
I got it.
It's more than, I'm working on a cruise ship. It's like, what's the experience?
Exactly.
The experience has a feeling attached to it. So as you get excited about it, that launches the vibration. So number one is you put the order into Google. You say, Google, here's what I want. Number two in Law of Attraction says you need to give it attention, energy, and focus. How do I do that? How do I give something attention, energy, and focus? So after you have your list, if you read your list a few times, will you be giving it attention, energy, and focus?
If you
read your desire list.
Okay. Wait, I lost you on the last. I'm sorry. I lost you. You asked me if I was – I'm sorry, Michael.
So step number one was to build the list of what you wanted, your ideal cruise ship job, right?
Right.
Step number two says you need to give it attention. If you read your desire list a couple times, would mm-hmm. you be giving it attention while you're reading the list?
Well, yes, I would be giving it attention, yes. But
yeah. So you're not confident with your answer. Just try that again. If you read the list, would you be giving it attention, energy, and focus?
Yes.
Yes, you would. So after you get the list done, read it a couple of times. And when you read it, now you're giving it attention, energy, and focus. You might want to tell two of your girlfriends and say, hey, read my list here and tell them, when you tell people about this desire, will you be giving it attention, energy, and focus?
Yes.
Yes. When you daydream about it, will you be giving it attention, energy, and focus?
Yes.
When you make a collage and cut pictures out of cruise ships and you're just pretending, will that give it attention, energy, and focus?
Yes.
When you research other people doing this kind of work on cruise ships, will that give it attention, energy, and focus?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. And when you talk to somebody that's done it in the past, will that give it yes, yes, yes. So your job now is, now that I know what I want, I need to find different ways to give it attention, energy, and focus. Because when I do that, it causes me to send the matching vibration. Up until 10 minutes ago, when Law of Attraction was eavesdropping on your vibration, how many times did it hear you give attention to cruise ships? And for how long?
Many times.
But for how long? More than a minute?
Yes.
Yes. For like tonight? As much as we did tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what it's looking for. Law of Attraction has responded to the vibration. So Your job tonight is tighten up the request.
Right.
Do what you need to give it attention. And then the step three, which is the most important one, said that step is called allow it. And the best way to get it to allow it is to lessen the doubt. That's lessen, to lessen the doubt.
Okay. Michael, before we go on, we're going to take a quick commercial break because sure. I want to make sure that we stop at a particular point. To lessen the doubt is the next step. So we're going to take a commercial break from our sponsor, psychicaccess.com, and we'll be right back.
A new era in psychic services has begun. Psychicaccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
Okay, and we're back with Michael. And we were just going into lessening, lessening. Wait, could you?
We want to lessen the doubt. We want to have less doubt than before because it's negative vibration of the doubt. And really, the only way to get rid of doubt is to find proof. I'll say it again. The best way to get rid of doubt is to find proof. Because we tend to doubt stuff until we get proof about it. Then it's like, you know what? I do believe that now. In other words, we don't believe stuff until we get rid of the doubt. We don't have faith in something until we get rid of the doubt. So the doubt's an important function here. So in the law of attraction world, we want to start looking for proof that law of attraction is working for us.
So for that's example, the objective. Isn't that the main objective then, Michael, proof? So eliminating the doubt.
I could say the main objective is to get clear. And then I could say, well, the main objective is to give it attention. So depending on what subject we're in, I would change the main objective. But as we're talking about the allowing piece, main objective is when people say just allow it, they don't know what that means and they don't know how to do it. Allowing it means like opening the door and allow it in. It's like ordering pizza. I keep going back to the pizza. It's like ordering pizza from 4 pizza shops, and they're all out in the hallway. We haven't let them in yet.
Right.
We've been ordering stuff through law of attraction. It's stockpiled at the warehouse, but we haven't let it in yet. Mm-hmm. And the only way to let it in is to get rid of the negative vibration that's stopping the let it in coming in. So when I start to notice things that are in alignment to what I gave attention to, so I was like, wow, I just talked about that last week. I made a list about last week. And then today I noticed somebody asked me about that. And then I saw a book and a document. And then in other words, when you start to notice that things are coming to you that are in alignment to what you gave attention to, that's what we need to start getting excited about. Now let's go back to doing a search on the internet. I go to Google, I type in what I want. I don't type in what I don't want. I type in what I want. I press enter. And then I let Google come back with some different results on my internet search. What do I do when Google sends me back some really close matches? Do I get ticked off or excited?
Excited.
Excited. I say, wow, am I ever getting close? I almost found what I'm looking for. But in the real world, what do we do when we only get close and not a full manifestation? What do we say?
We get bummed out.
Yeah, what a waste of time this is. How come it's not happening? Why is it taking 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 years? Here's what the lesson is for tonight. Is in the law of attraction world, we need to get excited about anything that's in alignment to the manifestation. And in the excitement of the manifestation, we're finding proof that this is working. And the proof is removing the doubt that we had that this can't happen, but you have proof all around you. And when you celebrate the proof all around you, it whittles away that thought that you can't have it.
Mm-hmm. So any little sign of any sort.
Yes,
get excitable about
size. It doesn't matter what the size is with law of attraction, whether it's, you know, a piece of information about this cruise or whether somebody emails you a document that tomorrow says how to work on a cruise ship. I mean,
right.
You know, all that. When you get it, you know, sometimes people say, oh, this is freaking me out. I can't believe this. Have you ever said that before when you have a manifestation?
Yes.
Here's what your new sentence is. I want you to say it after I tell you. I love when this happens. Say that after me.
I love when this happens.
That's right. That's what I want everyone to celebrate. When you notice a match, and I also want you to say this. You can point at it and say, this is here because of me. Say that.
This is here because of me. Yes.
Yeah. You can point at things and I can say, this is here because of me. My vibrations line this up. This is here because of me. I love when that happens. You see how we're taking full accountability for everything?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything that I'm attracting is because of me, even if it's big and ugly.
Yeah.
Even if it's big and ugly, I have to look at it and say, that is there because of me. And, you know, people are always wanting to know, you know, to try to measure their success with applying law of attraction. And there's a couple indicators about your mastery of law of attraction, in my personal opinion. One of them is have you reduced the words don't, not, and no? Well, if you have, then that's in alignment to really practicing law of attraction. The second thing is, are you becoming a proof seeker? Tell me what I mean by that, a proof seeker.
Any signs of any sort.
And then log them in a journal or celebrate them or tell 10 friends. The more you acknowledge the manifestation, the more you're whittling away the doubt that you had that you couldn't manifest.
Exactly. Very simple.
Well, it is after you've taught it.
To apply yourself, that is, to this.
Well, one of the challenges is that people aren't staying connected with the message. Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, one of my successes is because I'm talking about it all the time. I'm teaching it. I'm coaching people it. I'm doing seminars. I'm always talking about law of attraction, so I'm pretty conscious of it. Other people might need to be reminded about the don't, nots, and no's, or to be reminded about the, getting rid of the doubt, or get reminded about saying this is here because of me. So, you know, I always like when people are forming little discussion groups or reading my book in a group or a team or meeting once a week to talk about what they manifested. I mean, that's my advantage. I'm in that energy all the time because I have the same, you have the same ability I do. And the only difference is how much time that I put into observing what I think and what I say and what I do.
Right.
You know, one of the questions that I get asked a lot are, What does Michael Loge do to stay connected to the message of law of attraction? So I wanted to tell you about this website that I have. I've recorded 5 free videos, and the website's called wakeupwithmichael.com. And the intention is that every day when you wake up, you'll get a video from me, and I'm going to say, here's tool number 1 or tool number 2, depending on what day it is. Here's what the tool is. Here's what the name is. Here's how I use it, and here's how you can use it today. So then on day 2, you'll have 2 tools and so on. And by the time you get to Friday, or day 5 rather, you'll have 5 new tools, and we talked about 2 of them already, on how you can be more deliberate about applying law of attraction. And there's a key word that I'm using. You know, we can all deliberately attract things, and we can all deliberately stop attracting things. But in order to do that deliberately, we all need to be doing something deliberate. Mm-hmm. And deliberate means reducing the don't, nots, and no's. And deliberate is celebrating the matches and celebrating the successes. And the deliberate is staying away from negative people. We need to have deliberate practices to be deliberate senders of our vibration, which causes us to be deliberate attractors.
Exactly. So we're accountable for all this.
That's right. And accountable meaning, in Michael Osher's definition, means I can account for why I attracted that. Accountable means I have the ability to account for why I attracted that. So when I attract a good parking space or a good service at a restaurant, I have the ability to account for why I attracted it, because it's my vibes. And then when I attract something negative, I have the ability to account for why I attracted it, because I was in a bad mood.
Right.
That's full accountability, when you can stand back and say, ooh, this sure is ugly. I wonder what I was doing that caused me to attract that.
Michael, there's a question in our chat room. Would you mind, Brenda, would you mind if...
Go ahead.
Brenda, would you go on and ask this question?
Okay, let me get to it here. Deliberate Deb, she asked if we can use your techniques to attract actual sums of money.
Well, here's a thanks, Deliberate Deb. Here's the challenge about money. If I had a vibrational meter reader in my hand and I pointed it to most people's vibrations get lowered even on the conversation of money. So I don't teach people how to attract more money, but I teach people how to become more abundant. And when we're sending the vibration of abundance, we can become more abundant. And then you don't really need money when you're abundant. In other words, there's lots of ways we can have what we desire, and it doesn't always take money. You see, we have all of our desires through the availability of money. We rarely can say, oh, I'd love to go there. We always say, I'd love to go there if I had the money, or I wonder how much money it costs to go there. You see how every desire gets filtered through our availability of money? On my website, lawofattractionbook.com, I have a podcast page, and I have a one-hour free podcast there about how to be a deliberate sender of the vibration of abundance. And it's called the Abundance Series. I'll say it again. How to be a deliberate sender of the vibration of abundance. And when I'm sending the vibration of abundance, the law of attraction will match it, and I can become more abundant. Matter of fact, the only way to become more abundant is to send the vibration of abundance. That's the law.
Mm-hmm. And it makes total sense. And it works, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Brenda, too, for bringing that to my attention. And also, a lot of people do use that money thing. I want to attract a bunch of money to me, and I'm going to sit here. And that abundance is a whole bit of – it opens the whole door of – abundance is a great word, I think, because
– You know, I recently did a certification training program in New York, and I had a couple people that wanted to go, and it was all about the money and all about the money. And I just said, it was a couple months. I said, go to your calendar, block off the time that you're coming, block off 2 days from when you get home, and just put it in your calendar. Just set the energy in motion. And whenever you think about where's the money going to come from, just use this expression. And everybody can listen to this one too. And the expression is, let law of attraction figure it out. Because these two women in particular, they kept thinking, oh, where am I going to get the money? And I don't have enough money and blah, blah. You know, they were trying to figure it all out. And I just said, let law of attraction figure it out. And they would feel the relief. And feeling relief means you just removed what?
The negativity.
The negativity. It's like, oh, I'm going to let law of attraction figure it out. And both women end up coming on points. They flew in with somebody else. Somebody donated points. And then both of them managed to get the money through different sources and resources.
There
you can
have
see
it.
How it's people's lack of money and worrying about money is actually stopping them from attracting things. We can have a lot of things without money. There's lots of ways for us to attract things without through the exchange of money.
Well, you can attract things that would later on bring us money.
Yes, it could be information or ideas or resources for sure.
Exactly. And Michael, we have about five minutes left, and I wanted to know if, because of the time restraint on the interview, what you would like to, if you'd like to, you know, talk about your workshop, you know, anything else.
Well, a couple of things. You know, I mentioned earlier the Wake Up with Michael. You know, I want people to really like my style because I have a different style. And the Wake Up with Michael would be 5 3- or 4-minute videos every day. And once they're done that, they might want to become an Inner Circle member. And it's $197 a year or $19 a month. And every month I do a free Q&A call for all the members. So it's a conference call. People get to ask questions. And I send out about 10 to 12 hours of training every month. And it could be 4 hours on money or 4 hours on allowing or 4 hours on business or 4 hours. And all, you know, I've got many radio interviews and TV interviews, and every month we send 10 to 12 hours of content plus an invitation to join the live Q&A, and that's only $197 a year or $19.97 a month or something like that. So it's another way to help stay connected.
Right. In fact, we have all on the guest page, you know, that information is on the Wake Up. Yeah. We have that link there as well. And I've been on it too. It's an excellent very informative, that site of yours. And also I noticed that you train people.
I do a certification. It's called a Certified Law of Attraction Facilitator Program. So I've certified 312 people in 13 countries now all over the world. Wow. My book's published in 28 languages. So there's trainers. And I certify and train people on how to be a seminar facilitator or a seminar trainer, teaching the three-step process that I taught you today, how to teach all this subject in a day-long seminar.
Yeah, and I think that's fantastic. I read about that.
What's that?
I thought when I was reading about how you teach other people to then go on, like you say, you have them in other countries to teach this to other people. That's fantastic.
And I'm writing my third book. I've been doing it for a year and a half. It's almost ready to submit. It's called Fulfillment Needs. And you know how people talk about being unfulfilled in relationships or at work? The challenge is most people don't know what fulfills them. So I've developed a process, an uncovering process, that people can use to help uncover what fulfills them. And then when you know what fulfills you, you attract strategies to get them filled. And then you can experience joy, which is the purpose of life.
That's so nice. That's so true.
Yes.
Joy.
And the website for that is fulfillmentneeds.com. And that's single L, double L. Fulfillmentneeds.com.
Okay. And Michael, is any of those other sites you just mentioned, like Fulfillment Needs, can that also be found on the wakeupwithmichael.com?
Yes, on the bottom of the page, you can see all my other websites there as
well. Okay, great, because we do have a listed Wake Up on your guest page there, so people can go there, and they can also find the other links to the sites you just mentioned.
Oh, great.
Okay, so, you know, Michael, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to ask you what your big learning was tonight on this call, because I know you've been following the Law of Attraction. What did you hear that was your big aha moment?
The biggest thing is to remind me, and I had heard this before on the YouTube, was don't, not, and no. It's very important to eliminate those altogether, nice. As well as the proof. It doesn't matter what kind of size or whatever, anything that you look at is a sign.
Yes.
And you love that when it happens, and you made it happen.
Oh, good. You got a lot of good nuggets tonight.
Yes, I did. I really did. I really appreciate you coming. And I, like I said, I was looking forward to you for months. I have a big smile on my face. So, Michael, I do have a great deal of respect for you. And a lot of people do, as we all know. And also on Facebook, you have a pretty big fan, page there with a lot of people
pretty
liking
loyal.
This. In fact, could you give that out? Do you know the or is that on the Wake Up, Michael? Could that be also?
I can give it to them. It's Michael Losier Fans. And my last name is spelled Losier. Michael Losier Fans. We're putting stuff out there every day. Interviews, questions, audios, videos.
Right. So that you've got a so much, and also anybody, YouTube, go on YouTube and you can also listen to fantastic. I love the YouTube.
The Lilu stuff, I think we might be doing another series in the future. She's been asking me about it, so.
That's fantastic. I'm really excited. And I really, like I said, this, you're the only person that I feel this law of attraction. I understand where you're coming. It's a lot more, it's opened my eyes.
Oh, good.
It really does.
One more thing. I'm also doing a Law of Attraction cruise on February 16th to the 23rd, leaving Los Angeles to Mexico and back. So I'm doing 7 seminars in 7 days.
Okay, there's my sign. that's great. Yeah, well, Michael, thank you so much for joining
us.
You're
welcome.
And I hope I will see you out there again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was lovely. So for more information about Michael and his workshops and to contact him and everything, because like you all heard, he has a lot of different other sites, please visit his profile at psychicaccesstalkradio.com. You can also visit his website at wakeupwithmichael.com. Okay, so what do you think, everybody? I thought it was really kind of a great interview. My co-host.
I thought it was fantastic. I really did. And you know what? That goes along with a lot of, I know, my personal belief systems, and I know when I practice it, it always works. Always. Because I feel that that's a big component of what some people would call magic. Really?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It's like universal, you know, affirmations, you know, magical happenings, you know.
That's true. And we are all about, we can make magic. I know
our
my friend
own personal
Barbara, yes, my friend Barbara, who actually connected me with who Michael was, she does a great show on imagination too, a radio mm-hmm. show, and our imagination is connected to that too as well.
Visualization.
Exactly. Well, anyway, I'd like to take just a few announcements. So be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with us gifted psychics. We will announce that call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen, pencil, your hand, or whatever paper ready. If you were unable to catch our last week's show, you will find a recorded archive link as well as other archives of all of our previous shows from day one, which is a year and a half. Two and a half years ago, she's on psychicaccesstalkradio.com under the archives tab. Please feel free to circulate the archives link and future show details to your friends and families and everybody else that you might know. It is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible in the hospital, not in the hospital. So please share that link with others. And we also, I really want to tell you, I've been on the show since the beginning of time, and I find the show to be extremely, it's one of the best radio shows I know, and it's not just because I host this show. I'm just saying. It is a very good show, how you can listen to archives from day one and the guest pages. It's fantastic. So anyway, be sure also to visit our psychicbloggers.com site to learn about everything from the paranormal reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development and much more. If you are interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com, where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics. Each have their own unique gifts, and each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them. Also, video you can watch and their introduction and talk about. I think that feature is fantastic. So you can choose from a list of some of the most authentic gifted psychics around. And I've been working with Doug for many, 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 many years and Psychic Access. And because of the expectations required of each psychic, I find this site to be the best on the online. So all of us co-hosts here on psychicaccesstalkradio.com work at the psychicaccess.com site. So if you'd like a personal reading from any one of us, please be sure to visit us at psychicaccess.com. We would love to hear from you. By the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. For more details, visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. So if you like our show, again, please invite your friends to join us in the chat room. We've got a great chat room. And everybody in there, I haven't been in there, hello to you all. And listen to the Psychic Viewpoint. There's something for everybody, so please spread the word. Again, we'd appreciate it. Now, I'm going to give you the call-in number, but we won't be getting the phone lines open for a little bit. But the call-in number is 724-444-4851. And that is to call in for free reading. And now it's time for our favorite banter and chatter with the four of us. I'm going to just start using that as like a little, you know.
Banter and chanter.
Yeah, banter and chanter, the four of us. Oh, we word that, but I think maybe we got to get a little, you know, what do you call it? Whatever. We'll trademark our thing. So there, Steve, hi.
Hello.
What did you think about Michael and the interview and everything he was talking about?
It was interesting. I liked the simple examples that he gave and some of the basic principles of the law of attraction, that it's actually what you're resonating that you attract. So when we say, I don't want a blue car, we're resonating a blue car.
Yes.
Or we're focusing our attention upon a blue car, and therefore that's what we're magnetizing. So I like that Michael explained that to everybody.
Yeah, it's a very simple thing too. You know, we do it a lot. I mean, I know I do. I hope this client will pay me. I'm just putting that out there because they hadn't paid me yet, right?
Yeah, but also you see the words we use affect the outcome. So the universe is saying, okay, she's in a state of hoping.
Yeah.
So she's manifesting a state of hoping. So you continue to be in a position in which you just hope.
And doubt is there. Like he was saying, that's doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I like to call the law of attraction the law of affinity, because for me, it's a question of resonance, and what you resonate, you magnetize or create in many ways. And it relates back to my understanding of the fact that we have a physical body and an astral body. I've probably said that before on other shows, and that the physical body and the astral body interact through electromagnetism. And everything that occurs in the physical must first occur on the astral plane. And so we're constantly shaping our astral selves. And we feed the physical body food. The astral body is fed with thought. So our thoughts and the energy that we project and resonate is molding the astral body. And ultimately that will download into our physical being and experience in the physical world. So it's very real.
Yes. Well, you know, I know what's real because I've been pretty... let's put it this way. I've gotten an A in attracting negativity, and I hold myself accountable for it. I'm very self-aware, and it bothers me, but it's gotten to be a bad habit. Or a cowardly way of saying it's just easier to be in the negative. But I think that, there's a thing, I'm not going religious on anybody, but there was a thing that I remember in the Bible, something, because I was raised Catholic, about, Brenda, you might remember this, about when Jesus was being led to be crucified, and someone said, why don't you just do something magic or do something, get out of this. And he says it's not important what a man puts, man or woman, puts into their mouth, like in food, it's what matters most is what they put out of their mouth. And what that always meant to me was in words, you know. So it's not about magic or something, but the wording of things. And I don't know if I'm probably losing everybody on this one.
Well, the words reflect what you're resonating.
Exactly.
And it's interesting that different cultures use different ways of explaining or articulating what is being felt. So the language in the UK is often more of a pessimistic tone. So I think there's a that the language we use, and the based upon the culture we're living in, is in some way reflecting what's going on within the mass mind in that culture.
Right. Well, thank you, Steve. And Brenda.
Well,
I know we've already been done. Bobby's out there too. Yeah.
Bobby.
It's okay.
Yes, I'm here.
He was, you can tell that he believed in what he did, and you can tell that he lived it. And you could also tell by his enthusiasm. I mean, he knows that this works. I mean, it goes along with, you know, many universal truths. You know, are you going to, it's sometimes more difficult to go, you know, create an upward spiral in your life than it is, you know, to be negative and go downwards. But I think that it has a lot to do with, you know, everything he's talking about is claiming what you want. You know, it's, that's why everybody is connected. You know, we know that as psychics, everybody's connected to this universal energy. It's all out there for us to use. And the use of these, you know, the law of attraction is available to everybody. It's not like it's some bizarre secret, you know, it's just that it takes training like anything. I think that so much easier to be negative than to be positive.
Yes, right? our world has conditioned us pretty well on that one.
Oh, the news. All you have to do is watch the news. It's like, oh, so-and-so died and this and terrible and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you got to turn it off, you know?
Right. I don't watch the news anymore because of that. You're right. Exactly right. And, you know, I always thought about this because I'm a smoker. Okay. But, you know, when people say I'm going to quit, I always thought that word, I was always self-aware of that word. I'm not going to ever be a quitter. So I'd say I need to eliminate them. I need to eliminate them from my life. And that is a word change is really what it is.
Or I will be cigarette free, you know?
Yeah. Like I'll be free of cigarettes. but most people say I need to quit. And no one, being a quit, that word quit is not a positive word.
It's a negative. It's a negative.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if I was always able for all these years to notice and be self-aware of that, there's no reason why I can't be self-aware of don't, not, and no. So
I think we all need to snap out of it. You know?
Snap out of it. And Bobby, snap into it. Bobby. Thanks, Brenda, for your insight on that. And Bobby?
Yes, darling.
What do you say? How do you say? What do you
say? I say yes. This.
You say all?
I don't say can't, or I don't say want.
Do you ever say why? Just joking.
Oh God, all the time. Why
you know, me? You know,
sometimes you start to ask why, and then you catch yourself, because it's still a human thing. But then you realize it doesn't matter why; it just is. So, but well, yeah, he was great, and a lot of I really like the basic points as well. You know, like Steve was talking about. Really made some great basic points, you know, your sentences when you're throwing in I don't want this, take out the word don't, and of course you're just shouting I want this, and taking out even when you want something, I know what it, you know, to change that around and say I want, you know, what is it that I do want? But sometimes there's a difference if you're saying I want more money, or I want to be doing this, or I want blah blah blah. Want usually equates to lack, and so
yes.
Even to put the word want in there, so I allow or I accept, or I see myself having, you know, that type of thing, I think is even better. But, you know, there's just different vibrations. Again, when you're saying, what is it that I do want from this situation? There's nothing wrong with the word want in that vibrational tone, if you can subtly see the difference. So you have to really feel what it is that, you know, when you're writing those stuff down, you have to feel what it is that you want and what is your true feeling about it, that you can or cannot have it. And then that's the tone you work with. So yeah, he was brilliant in that way. I love his energy, and I like the fact, boy, he's just done so much, hasn't he? Putting out the videos and the inner circle type of you know, club that you can belong to. He's just done so much.
Yes. And you also, like you said, I go on YouTube because he gives, I mean, these sessions that I was doing, and this is all, you know, giving back to the world free stuff. But also he said, you know, you could go onto his website and you get daily, I think he said 5 days of certain tapes.
Yeah,
of some sort.
So like five days, you get the first video on the first day, the first tool, and then 4 or 5 minutes, and on the second day, third, fourth, and fifth, you know, it's magnificent. Like I say, there's so much, and you just would think that has been something that we've covered all before, and yeah, when you listen to him, it's refreshing, and
yes.
Even about this work, you know, I'm always telling people, look, I will never teach you anything, but it might help you remember. You know what I mean? Like, we all remember this. We all know this. We just don't put it into action or remember it often enough.
That's so true. You know, the thing that what he was talking about, I thought that was fantastic also, was the fact that in his YouTube videos, for instance, it talks about, you know, to make a statement, deliberate attraction statement. And this is very clear stuff. So it's like if you – and I didn't – you know, he was trying to do a little bit with me on this. But – and also to have a paragraph. And you have to be real excited. And any little sign to eliminate the doubt – well, the word is not eliminate. Go for, you know, you notice the proof. It could be a stupid sign of any sort to somebody else, but say, I own it. It's mine. Like for me, I went into the Goodwill. I was looking for a can. I don't know what I was looking for. I went across, I found this toy and had to, it was from Carnival Cruise Lines and it was a little toy. It was weird, but I go, I made that happen.
Right. And then you also have to look at the negative stuff, don't you? You take a look at what you create, even the smallest of things, and go, I did that. But then you need to take a look, too, at the negative things that happen and go, I did that. So you have to take ownership of it all.
Yeah, well, that's right.
You know what I mean? How many times do we get people that come to us saying, well, I don't know, my spirit guides must not like me, or my angels must be trying to teach me a lesson because blah, 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 and they don't take ownership of the fact that you create everything, the good and the bad. Now we just need to figure out how to turn that around. But so many people want to be a victim of, well, there must be a lesson in this, or there must be something I'm supposed to learn. Well, deliberately create a bit more.
And it's acknowledging, it being held accountable for it.
Right.
Held accountable. Accountability is something that a lot of people, and I'm not putting anybody down on this because I myself as well been here, have a hard time rising to the occasion. You know, I'm accountable for, I know what I've done in the negative, but then I just put more negative stuff out there when I do accountability for the negative. I need to start focusing on, for me, I think accountability for the positive is what the key is here. And I agree with you. And so how about Steve, you're quiet. Are you accountable for that?
I'm very accountable.
Steve, what else do you talk to, you know, when you talk to people, you know, clients and so on? I know, you know, you do a lot of really great workshops and very positive things. Oh, is there anything that you could add to what our discussion is about that would be interesting, that I think you would have something?
I have a good story to tell you, actually. It's a recent one. I've had lots of experiences with the law of attraction, and when I was young, I wasn't sure the extent to which I was seeing the future or the extent to which I was creating the future. And I realized that they're interconnected, obviously. What we're creating and what we're seeing are associated with each other. But I had a great experience with the law of attraction recently. I'm really very... What's the word? I've lost my word, Maureen. I'm in awe of a British medium called Coral Polge, and she's in spirit, but she was a psychic artist, so she would channel people in spirit, and she would do their portraits. And there's an incredible evidence. There's a film actually on YouTube of her work. And you see clients holding up the photograph of the person that she was channeling, and the portrait is exactly the same as the picture. It's just incredible evidence of the afterlife. And a couple of weeks ago, I said to my guides, you know, I would be so happy to have a copy of a Coral Polge portrait. It would just be wonderful if you could make that happen. I would be so happy. And then last week, I went for lunch with a couple of friends, one of whom is my friend Rachel, who we'll have on the radio show at some stage. And she is the British medium. She was trained in the Spiritualist National Union and Spiritualist Churches in the UK, now lives in Florida. And I went to this lunch, and she and her friend gave me an original Coral Polge portrait. And I'd never mentioned it to them. I didn't even know that they had a Coral Polge portrait, but they just gave it to me. So I got more than I asked for. I got an original when I asked for a copy. And also, just in terms of synchronicity, it was done in 1975, which is the year I was born. And it really touched me. It really moved me.
Right.
Spirit Yeah, spirit's just incredible. And the law of attraction is very, very real. It's really something worth mastering.
Yes, and I don't see any reason why we would not want to. It's all good. No, I'm not going to say no. However, I would love to see everybody, everybody practicing the simple things that we talked about, Michael and I talked about. What's that now? Is there some hip-hop going on in the background?
Sure. Not sure. Somebody's doing some hip-hop
doing
there.
Yeah.
The thing, Maureen, is that what people need to understand is that just as people read about the law of attraction and think, well, I'm going to magnetize a new relationship, or I'm going to use it to magnetize a salary increase, it's really not a tool to be used ad hoc when we want something. It's the way that the universe functions. And it's really important that people understand, just as they might choose to magnetize something wonderful, they can magnetize all manner of discordant events and circumstances through their thoughts. So it's really something to integrate into our way of living. Mm-hmm. You know, you said at the beginning of the show, I love my work. It's in my heart. It's my life. And really, the law of attraction, or mental alchemy, the law of affinity, is so important that everyone should understand it. I mean, really, it should be taught in schools, because yeah, people need to understand that they're constantly creating, and the mass mind is constantly creating as well, because we're all interconnected. So the wars and the terrible events that occur in the world, they're manifestations of our collective negativity, or the collective grotty outputs from the mass mind.
Yes.
So it's not just about, I want a new lamp, or I want a new boyfriend. Although I do.
What'd you say, Steve? Wait, I lost that. I lost you there.
I do. I want a new lamp.
Ooh, that was so good, Steve. You did. Touche for you. I got that one. Good one, Steve. I'm on. Oh, that was good. Touche. How you know? Okay, well, you know, I got that. That was pretty cool. You know, I think we're going. You know, our phone lines are open, and I do want to tell people the phone number. I just put it in there, but also people listening outside the chat is 724-444-4851, and I would like to just let people know that, because we have come to that part of the show that we'll be taking your calls and questions, and you can either, you know, you can either call in, or you can also ask in the chat room. However, we do take the call-ins first due to their wait time. So I put the call-in number in there, and it's 724-444-4851. So please be aware that each call will automatically be placed on hold and will be answered in the order received. So just relax and listen to the show, because you'll hear the show while you wait. And we would really – this is real important. Please be very clear and direct with your question, and we can only take one question per person, as this will allow for us to take all the calls that are waiting for a reading. Okay, so let me see here. We have Steve. Hello, Steve. You have a call from New York.
Great. Thank you, Maureen. Who's calling from New York? Hello, New York.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Anne. Hi.
Hello, Anne. Hello. How can we help,
okay,
Anne?
So my issue is that I'm in this program to get a degree to be a teacher, and I don't know that this is the right thing for me. In fact, I hate the program, and like, I've been searching for a career for the past 20 years, and in this point, I just want to know what it is I'm supposed to do, what it is I can do, you know, professionally, for which I can get paid.
Okay. Well, you know, Anne, I mean, just starting from a logical or a spiritual perspective rather than a psychic perspective, I always say to people that we're unique. Each of us is unique. And each of us is here to serve the world. And actually, we create abundance. So we've had this whole discussion about abundance and the law of attraction. We create abundance by serving. So in some shape or form, serving the world. And the more we contribute to universal welfare, the happier we should be, and the more we're rewarded for the contribution we make. So it's really a question of everybody reflecting upon who they are, their natural strengths and talents, the gifts that they were born with, that they should be focusing on developing and using out of service. And then when it comes to weaknesses or perceived weaknesses, we need to address them to a certain degree, but we should focus on what we do best, because that's when we're recognized, that's when we're able to serve, and that's when we're rewarded, and when we do a good job, etc. So I always say, focus on what you do best, and what you do best is what you're most passionate about. It's what you love to do. It's what you're excited to do.
That's kind of the problem. I am trying to focus on what I like to do, but it doesn't seem to be working the way I want it to work. So I'm just kind of lost at this point.
Okay, well, what my guides say is that one of your greatest gifts is nurturance. You're brilliant at listening to people. You're brilliant at being completely present in conversation with a person. And you're very caring. You're very reassuring. And you give good advice. Although you're unsure about your path, when you're listening to another person, you're completely there for them. And actually, it's the sign of the horoscope that springs to mind is Cancer. That intuitive, nurturant, strong energy. And so I see you working more one-to-one with people than with groups of people, and I see you working more in a capacity whereby you listen to people and you help them to process, you help them to make decisions, and you use your intuition with that to a degree. So I feel that it's more a counseling, therapy, psychology route for you. That's what I feel. But what you should do is contact one of the readers on Psychic Access, and particularly for determining your direction, contact one of the readers that's good with astrology and have them look at your chart, because that has pretty much all the answers, all the information you could ever want about your ideal path in the world, how you can contribute and be really happy doing that work and being well rewarded for it. So the teaching and the academia is part of the process for you. I don't feel you should drop it, but I don't feel that you'll go into conventional teaching. I feel that you'll sidestep with that experience into more counseling, therapy, nurturing, maybe even some psychology. That's what I feel for you.
Okay. Am I going to need to take more classes, or is this just going to lead me on to something that I'll need to go back to school?
I don't feel you'll need to go back to school, but remember this, Anne. When you're doing what you absolutely love in the world, you'll never want to stop learning about it. So when you're really on the right path and you're doing what you love, what you do best, learning about it, studying it, developing it will never be a chore. It will always be a joy. And that's one of the signs that you're in tune with the correct path. Okay?
Okay.
Well, I wish you lots of luck, and as I said, speak to someone on Psychic Access, ask them to give you some more guidance, but take a little longer and ask to look at your chart. Find someone that does astrology on there. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Okay.
Have we been disconnected? Maureen, are you there?
Maureen?
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. I was here. I was floating in between times. Very good.
No worries.
Very...
Rest well.
I was kind of like going in deliberate attraction above. Steve, I was saying, great call. And also, if anybody would like to get a reading with Steve at psychicaccess.com, more in detail, please feel free to contact him on there. And Bobby, Bobby, I believe Georgia. Oh, call from Georgia for you.
All righty. Hello, Georgia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Bobby.
Okay.
I wanted to ask a question. I had an interview last Friday with Portia, and I haven't heard anything one way or the other, and I was just trying to see if it's no, if there's a hold-up, kind of what's going on.
And you said you had an interview with who again?
Portia.
Oh, Portia, the like car. The car.
Right, but it's a corporate position.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. You know, here's what I'm picking up on it is that I think you're very good at what you do. I think you belong there. I can see you doing what you do and into a higher position like that. But it feels almost like you're slightly overqualified for the position they're offering. Do you see what I mean? Like, there's just a few... I don't know, extra talents or something about you that just makes you, you just have extra qualities that are too much for this position. So I think what they're trying to figure out is, do we hire her here and then see how she works out and move her up? Do we just not offer her the job because she's overqualified or what? So I think that that you've made them kind of take a step back and think is all that's happening. So
that's
I'm sorry, what? We can't talk at the same time.
No, I just said that's interesting.
Oh, okay. So.
And that doesn't mean bad or good. It's just.
Oh, honey, it's always good.
That's all I can say.
No, listen, it's always good, right? I mean, as far as, you know, when you go into a corporation like Porsche and they're making you, you're forcing them to think about who they have to put in there. That's always great. Even if, and I'm not saying this, even if you don't get the job, your abilities and your vibration, what you're putting out there makes them think, okay, wait a second. Now we have to take a step back. Do you see what I mean? So that's
right.
Always good.
The only thing, when I said interesting, I didn't think of it then, but it just popped in my head, is it's because that position, I would actually be the number two person. So.
Okay.
Are they trying to put a layer in between person one and person two?
You know, that, I resonate with that. When you say it that way, that's what it feels like to me. Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
Either way, I mean, everything still feels really good. And I would definitely, if you haven't heard from them by tomorrow, I mean, I'm always a big fan of sometimes calling places back and checking in. You know what I mean? I don't think there's anything unrespectable about that. In other words, you've waited a week, you're not pushing them, but yet you're interested. Are you going to use my abilities or does somebody else get me? You know what I mean? Type of thing. And so I definitely think that would be in your best interest to do something like that. But it all feels good. And I like the vibration. It's just that you had to make them take a step back and think for a minute. And when you can make a big company like that do that, that says a lot about you.
No, it's very, that'll be interesting. Because in one breath, I kind of want the job because I think it's really cool. But in another breath, I'm kind of like, I'm not sure because it's going to be heavy travel because they're moving their headquarters. So it's going to be a good heavy travel for about 4 months, and then it's going to taper off. So I'm a little reluctant on that one. But other than that, I thought it would have been a great opportunity.
Right, and it is. I mean, definitely. But yeah, the travel is something that, you know, makes you step back and take a moment to think about, like you said, and part of that's what's staving off. And I'm sure that they've picked up on that vibration as well. So they don't want to lose you just because of the travel, but at the same time, that's kind of what they need for the position. So it may where you'll have to go in and talk again and see what this really comes about. But I mean, just like the show was about law of attraction, this is kind of in your hands as well. So you might want to reevaluate what it is that you're wanting from this company, get more specific, and you know what I mean? Like, take a step back from that now. Because I think you wanted this position. You go in there and you talk with them, find out what it all involves. And now your wants or your desires for this job have changed just a little bit. So you kind of have to rebuffer your attraction points. In other words, you have to kind of just retake a look at what it is you really do want from this job, because you can't go, oh, travel, I don't want that, but never mind, it's a good position, and then try to sweep that under the carpet. You know what I mean? Because then you're still carrying the vibration of, well, maybe not, with you.
Right. If I could do the travel, it's just that I would hope that maybe that might be what you're talking about, a second meeting where maybe it's 2 weeks on, a week off, 2 weeks on, you know what I mean? But just a straight travel Monday through Friday for 4 months, that's rough for anyone.
Totally. That's what I'm saying. So reevaluate your desires and put it down that way. Look, I will take the traveling, but it needs to be in such and such way. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 3 weeks on, 2 weeks off, whatever. Reevaluate that and put it out there to where you're still carrying the desire of the job with you, but you're not sabotaging yourself just because you think all it has to be is 4 days a week and that's it. You see what I mean? So there would be unnecessary sabotage taking place. You don't need to do that. So I'm just talking about refining your desires a little bit with it so that you're still good with that. And then you go into the job and you know, it may be talking to them. Well, what would it take? If you can't travel 4 days, what would you like? There's a perfect opening for you to express it.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. I hope that next meeting does come about and that comes up in more detail, because I never thought about kind of trying to negotiate it. I kind of thought it was kind of all or nothing. But thank you for that point.
You're really great at what you do. You're doing exactly what you need to do, and you're in the position that you need to be in. It's very strong, and your momentum is strong. So nicely done on that part.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
How lovely. Lovely, Bobby. You're lovely. Good call. I have a call from New York for Brenda.
Hi, New York. Hello, New York. Hello, hello.
Sing the song.
Hello, are you talking to me?
Hi, New York.
Hi, how are you, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm fine. What can I do for you this evening? What do you need to know?
I need to know what is going on with my love life.
Okay, let's take a peek here. Well, I definitely see somebody, but it feels like there's a disconnect between the two of you. Are you almost like he's pulling away? I see that there's going to be communication within the next 3 weeks. You could work this thing out. Are you seeing somebody now?
No.
No? Feels like a man from the past. Somebody comes back. And it looks like somebody that you haven't heard from in a while. So the first thing I see is, yes, you are going to have... there is going to be somebody in your life. And I do see that this person, there's a strong connection. It could be a love of equals. But I feel it's something unfinished from the past that comes back. Okay. So you're not going to be alone. I see that it could be by the end of November that this energy is around you. Are you frustrated about your love life right now?
Well, since I don't have one... I'm kind of like thinking, where should I focus my energies, in other words?
You know, the interesting thing about this is, you know, you spend a lot of time in the past thinking about, you know, trying to bring love in and stuff. And what I'm getting is that if you kind of focus on yourself and move towards some things that are happening in your career, because I do see some new opportunities with your career, even some opportunities for advancement and even new job opportunity. And you kind of put the whole love thing so that you're not pushing at it so hard. I feel that's when it enters. It often happens when we just go, oh, that's it. I give up. I'm not even going to like start wasting my energy with that. Then it almost creates this vacuum that brings it to you. And so focusing on yourself, things that you're happy doing, and also focusing on some things with your career. And this is going to come, it looks like, kind of out of left field. It's a surprise meeting. It doesn't look like it's going to be an email. It looks like it's a face-to-face meeting. It's a reconnection. Oh, that's what I see.
Okay, well, thank you. I've tried that, but that doesn't seem to be working for me.
Well, you're going to have to wait and see, my dear.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brenda. You're welcome. Thank you. I have a call. Maureen, here I am from New Jersey. Hi, New Jersey. What can I help you with? I'm not on mute. No, I'm not. Okay. Hi, New Jersey. Hello, New Jersey. I hope you're doing okay with Sandra over there, New Jersey. Hola, New Jersey. Wait for it. Hopefully. New Jersey, are you on the phone? And I know New Jersey, everybody in New Jersey, I wish you well, because I know you were hit hard. But I'm hoping maybe New Jersey, hello. I'm going to try again. One, a two, a three. Hello, New Jersey. There you are. I know we'd find you. Hi, how are you doing?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hello? I hope everything's okay with you with the storm. Everything
well, my
okay.
friend lost his house in a storm, but everything is good. Electricity is up.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's your name? What's your name, please? Can I get your name?
I'm Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Where do you see me as far as job change? Because the commander looked me straight in my eyes and said there was no budget for new hires. 20-some people have been hired since her comment. Do you see me changing jobs into the coding position?
Okay, did I hear you say commander? Is this for me?
Yes, I work at a military base.
Military, okay.
At an army base.
Right.
It's a military hospital.
You know what? This is a thing. I'm getting, this is a good opportunity for you. What I see you heading towards is, first of all, I see you going back into like a school setting. And really, you're being indecisive. I feel that before, I see you leaving there by your own. It's going to be, how am I going to put this? Have you been studying something new, like almost like maybe unconventionally, not like going to school, but I see you as a student. It's been difficult working in the around this. It's almost like in a way, you fuse very well. There's been so much torment. It's like distrust.
It's called drama.
Do you follow me
crazy,
on this?
Crazy, psychotic drama.
Yeah, and you know, it's time, it will be behind you. What my feeling is, what I'm seeing is, it's very important that you, I'm encouraging you is what I'm trying to say. Encouraging you not to be indecisive about moving forward elsewhere. Because I don't know, it's like, I feel this is going to be, you know, I look at everything, if it's a negative, like, you know, when you first asked me this question, of course you wouldn't want to. You know, it was kind of like, you know, well, why haven't I? This is going to be the best thing ever happened to you, getting away from this. And every negative can be a positive. It may feel negative, but the timing is so good coming up for you. I see, and I could be off on my time frame, but in the next 10 weeks, I see the timing is so good for you to move on somewhere else. And it may be in a more in an unconventional type of environment, but I feel that you've been holding yourself back to doing this for a while. So if there's anything...
Because I work for the government, and I should be retiring like 6 years. I'm 54, or 55 in April. It's like change, you know? It's
yeah,
like,
I understand that.
I want to retire with the government, I thought, you know?
Well, yes,
this
job
is a nightmare.
They're a mess. You know, like I said, I'm not political, I'm not saying they're the mess. I'm saying where you're at right now, what's been going on,
yeah.
you're overqualified for whatever they, you know, they haven't been right. They're crazy. I mean, in the area that you're in anyway, I feel that there's so much, like I said, I'm not exactly sure what this is, but they have not followed through on what they had promised or had committed to you as well. And how long have you know crazy. What I mean, in this position that you've had?
I've been in this position over a year. I thought it was 2 years, but it's only a year was April. But I've been with the government 9 years. So I kind of, it's a government job, so it's like a military base.
Well, I don't see, it may be that you will get another, it may be, but not, you will not be around the same environment of this one. It may be more of an unconventional or untraditional part of the military. But it's interesting. So I'm wondering, have you done anything to look around for anything else within the military? But something that you
I've been applying every chance I get, and I want to relocate to another state, which is right over. But yes, I'm on this website called USA Jobs. Anybody want to hear? I've been like, that's all I've been doing, is you have to self-nominate yourself.
Okay, and great.
It's just crazy.
This is great that you're doing this, because we talked about this. I don't know if you heard the show, but you might want to hear it on archives, because it's about deliberate law of attraction. You've been going out and searching out other ways, because I do, you know, you can't just sit there and do nothing about it, but I do see a very good opportunity, and I see you getting good news. I'm just, and I do feel a part or area, it'll be in you'll be still under the military, but it's under another area that's completely untraditionally, but it's really positive. It's unconventional.
It's probably the VA. The VA is part of the military, but like you said, non-traditional.
Right. And because so, you're not just sitting there waiting for your door, you know, someone knocking on your door. I know. I think you're putting it out there. So, but like, again, the most important thing I'm seeing here is, you know, it's up to you. You know, I read for people. It's up to them. They make the choice whether they want to go with whatever it is I might be saying. But it really is your choice. But indecisiveness is not your friend. I don't want to use that word. If indecisiveness, being indecisive about this, is not will allow only for disappointment if you stay where you're at.
It's crazy. It's crazy here.
It's not
healthy. There was a job right upstairs I was hoping to transfer to, but I'm willing to leave the building.
Yeah, I can get that. And I say, absolutely. Oof. You know what? I see really positive things ahead for you. I really, really do. They have not followed through on what they told you. And I also feel like, I know that you feel like you're self-imprisoned. Like you can't, you almost like can't open your eyes and you're stuck in prison in there. You're not. And I think I see real soon you doing something and learning something about some other area, like as a student. So like I said, within a 10-week period, and it doesn't mean like after 10 weeks, but within that time slot, I see you actually like that of getting more knowledge about doing in another area, but you'll have to get a little bit more knowledge. You know, not like you'll have to go to school and get a degree or anything, but I see you absorbing really good, like a sponge, SpongeBob. It comes easy. It's really great. You have a lot to look forward to.
Thank you. You made my day.
Yeah, and Liz, you're reading. You own it.
Thank you.
So I hope I helped you. And just keep, there's some good, there's positive ahead of you. Really.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night. Good night.
Yay. She's so cute. I'm glad she's okay. She said her friend lost it. Okay, I would like to let everybody know that they can call in. We have a line open, and it's 724-444-4851. And if you'd like to call in, you would be able to get in right away for a reading. So that is good. And if not, you know what, I'll just keep talking like I do because I have something to say. So, Bobby, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, my love. How are you?
So sweet when you call me that. You're my best friend when you say that. It's very sweet.
he says that to everybody, Bobby.
Not now, but you just said it to me.
I just said it to Steve like 10 minutes ago.
So it's all about me, though. I don't hear any Steve talking here. Brenda, I wasn't addressing you. So it's all about me. And I love that. And I know I deserve it.
Totally do.
I'm practicing that stuff, okay? I managed it. And there you have it. So what's your story, Steve?
Which one?
Any story you want to, you know, interact on this one.
I'll tell you one about the law of attraction, if you like.
Absolutely, as long as it's not, you know, family hour. Well, it's still pretty much family hour, so go right ahead if it's not any nasty.
Well, when I moved from Hampshire to Brighton several years ago, I wanted an apartment on the seafront with direct sea views. And my family were laughing at me, saying, oh, it's so ridiculously expensive. You'll never find an apartment on the seafront in Brighton with sea views. And I looked at loads of properties, and they were all really bad conversions, because property is so expensive in the southeast of England. And there were lots of old Victorian buildings that had been converted very badly. And I couldn't find anything in my price range. And I actually got sick, and I was off work for about 10 days. And I decided I'd stop looking for an apartment because I couldn't find anything that I wanted. So I started making a scrapbook, and I put everything I would have liked in my apartments in that scrapbook. I chose the carpet, the tiles, the light fittings, the faucets, the wooden flooring, you name it, I chose it. Even the color of the walls. And I wanted a maple kitchen fascias, kitchen cupboards. And I even wanted a little staircase that went down the hallway, off the hallway into a spare bedroom with an ensuite. So I'd really been very specific about what I wanted. And then my friend Sean called me about 5 weeks later and said, there's a flat on the market. We should go and have a look at it. I haven't seen any pictures of it. Don't know anything about it, but I just feel we should go and look at it. So I went with Sean, and we stood outside the building, and I just looked at him and said, Sean, I think I'm going to buy this flat. And he said, I think you are. Anyway, we went in, waited upstairs by the door of the apartment, and the estate agent arrived, took us into the flat. It had everything from my scrapbook, the carpet, the light fittings, the faucets, the kitchen fascias, the color of the walls, the flooring, the appliances, the three windows overlooking the sea from this big square living room. It was just everything in my scrapbook. It was unbelievable. And the price was ridiculously low. So I was really suspicious. I thought there was something really wrong with the building. So I had three surveys done on the building, and they all came out fine. And so I bought the apartment, and I said to Spirit at the time, why am I getting this? This apartment was $150,000 less than it should have been at that time. And they said, this is a gift that will enable you to do our work in future. Yeah. And so when I left my corporate role 2 years ago, I did it knowing that I would have to work very hard to maintain myself and my home in the States. But I did it knowing that if I really needed to fall back on something, I could sell the apartment in Brighton. And so it really was that apartment that enabled me to do my spiritual work. So it's a great example of the law of attraction and of manifestation because of the focus on what you specifically want. But I think the moral of the story is when you're focusing on something that serves spirit. Is that Bobby? Is Bobby bored with my story?
No, you know what? You just manifested. you just manifested a caller for you too, Steve.
That's right.
There is a caller for you, and that's another good example. Everybody,
see, okay, Steve. It's Peggy from
New York, from Idaho. That's right.
Idaho.
Right. Hi, Peggy.
Hi. How are you?
Very well, Peggy. I was rambling on about my apartment. How are you?
No. I was loving the story because I so watch the law of attraction in play every single day of my life.
Wonderful.
And I'd love to hear it said over and over in all different areas from all different people. It's amazing. This energy is awesome.
Oh, great. Good. Well, how can we help you?
Well, I am returning back to California.
Okay.
For a business trip, and I'm leaving next week, and I've been on the road most of the month, and I'm just wondering how that trip is looking from your perspective, because it's getting really crazy on my end. Am I going to be able to pull this off, I guess, is what I'm asking, or if you see things that I should be focusing on.
Well, as soon as you asked that question, will I pull this off, my guide said to me, she always does. So you're somebody that's extremely capable. You're very, very focused. You've got great leadership ability and you're wonderful with people. So you're the kind of person that can be doing business with people and they don't realize that you're doing business because you're such a good communicator and you're so genuine in what you do and you're very passionate about your work. But you're tired. You've been working extremely hard. But I feel this trip will be very beneficial. I feel you'll be there for 2 weeks, actually. How long are you planning to go for?
I was planning only to go for 5 days, but it's getting stretched longer and longer because there's a real need to go there and take the products there. So,
yeah, you know, I feel that you'll stay for almost 2 weeks. But I feel that you'll have a really good time. I feel that you'll do – one of the people you'll do business with is a male. I feel there's a very smartly dressed male with darker hair that is extremely interested in the products that you have to offer. Are you – I feel drawn to – I'm drawn to – is it cosmetics and fashion?
Well, it's health-related, but appearance. Yeah.
Okay. It's, yeah. And you always look fantastic. I mean, even when you can have been traveling and working really, really hard, and you always are extremely well presented. You take really good care of yourself. And I feel that you'll do really, really well on the trip.
Awesome. I was really hoping, and I'm really focused. Like you say, I do focus. I like to be able to present it in just the right atmosphere. And sometimes I wonder if I keep it too light, but sounds like I'm getting the green light on. I'm doing it just exactly the way it comes from my heart. So,
yeah, the thing is with you is when you communicate, you're really genuine and you really light people up because you've got a lot of warmth. I keep on seeing the color yellow, actually. Oh, you've got a grandmother that is giving you yellow flowers and her name begins with B. And she was born or passed in the month of October. But she's giving you all these yellow flowers. And you're yellow. You're like sunshine. So people just feel warmer and better when they're around you. They want what you offer.
That's my grandma. That is my grandma. She was born on the 17th of October.
Mm-hmm. And she thinks the world of you. She's very proud of you because you're very confident in your work, and you, as I said, you take really good care of yourself. You look gorgeous.
Well, thank you. I feel gorgeous when I'm out with people because I'm a people person. I love being out with them and making them smile and feeling good about themselves. So that's one of the things I do every morning is say, bring me all those people that are looking for exactly this of course, speaking to my higher self to direct me to those people that need my help. And it's never failed. I love it.
You see, you've got a lot of healing ability. And people feel that when they interact with you. We're all psychic. So when people are interacting with you and hearing you talk about your products, they feel uplifted. They feel healed in some way. They feel hopeful. As I said, you've just got that aura. You're a ray of sunshine. So you'll do really well. You do well in everything you take on.
Ah, thank you. I have heard healing confirmations before from others, and I do feel that you get that from my grandmother. So it's funny that you should bring her up in this conversation. Well, it's not really all that odd because that's exactly it would show up in this conversation. So.
Oh, she's lovely. She's a very very warm-hearted lady. Also a lady that really takes good care of herself. Her appearance is immaculate.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And she loved hats.
Yes, and jewelry and, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's my grandma. Oh, my God, I miss her.
Well, she's with you. She's very proud of you. And she's saying that she celebrates in May. There must be a family celebration in May because she says that she celebrates in May with you all.
I don't know what that would be, but there could very well be probably a wedding. We've got some of her great-grandchildren that are getting engaged and stuff. So.
Well, one of them's going to have a baby as well, but there's a big celebration in May. So look out, because one of them's pregnant, so one of them's going to have a kid.
Ah, very good. Well, I do have a daughter that's ready to have a child any day now, so...
Oh, great.
Anyway, I don't suppose she's talking about that one. My daughter would kill me if she had to carry this baby till May.
Well, no, there's a celebration in May, but somebody else is pregnant as well.
Ah, okay. Yep. Well, that's my daughter she's talking about. She's probably taking care of that baby before it comes here, I have no doubt.
Absolutely. Well, it's wonderful. Well, have a good trip.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you for calling.
I really, really appreciate you.
You're welcome. You too. Bye
now. Have a great night. Good night, everyone. My love to everyone on the coast.
Ronnie, that was fantastic, Steve. She's a lovely woman, Peggy. She's coming to California. I think it's by my drive. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our show. Very good reading, Steve. And I know of Peggy. She's a fantastic woman, like everybody. So I would like to thank Doug for all that he's doing every day, every night, and in the morning for this show to be possible. And for all his cooperation, and I hope that we all cooperate as well, that he to his expectations. And next week's show will be anchored by Brenda.
Yes, and it's going to be about healing your inner child.
Oh, that's a good one for me.
Mm-hmm. Healing your inner child.
I don't want to heal my inner child.
Yes, you do. Stop
yes,
that.
You do.
Stop.
You will be healed.
Wah, wah, wah. You will all be healed. That sounds fantastic. That sounds really like a great show. I'll be there. So I'm going to say bless your hearts and thank you, everybody. And everybody out there that doesn't have power, well, they wouldn't hear me anyway, but on archives. Be sure to check out the archives and psychicaccess.com if you'd like a reading from any one of us or anybody else. We're there. And thanks for joining us. Anybody want to say goodbye?
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you, Maureen. Great show. Good night.
Great show. Bye.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Psychicaccess.com.